We welcome our guest, Joe, and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be talking to you during this interview. I've tried to reach you before. My phone wasn't working, but it's so good to be talking with you today.
Hey, the same here. 45 years. How does one do anything for 45 years but to do gospel music, to minister like that? How do you do that, Joe?
Well, you got to love it. You got to really know what you do. And, you know, I come from a gospel circle. I was surrounded by people who sang gospel music. My father was a gospel singer. His father was a preacher. And I just grew up in a religious family. And my dad had a group when I was like 8, 9 years old. I remember one year he took me to hear Clarence Fountain and the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. And from that day, and from a kid, 8 or 9 years old, I knew then I was going to have a group. And I prayed to God for a group, and he didn't just give me a group, he gave me the group, as far as I'm concerned. And growing up in that environment, grandmother was saved, sanctified. I just grew up in a gospel home, and everywhere I went, I lived 3 places, Florida, Alabama, where I was born, and Los Angeles. And everywhere I stopped, I would find me somebody that sang gospel music and work with them. And I just love it, and I'm dedicated to it. I've been doing it 45 years, but it doesn't even seem that long. And I told them when I recorded In the House of the Lord, which is our latest CD that's in stores now, I said, I'm going back to where I made my first record. I'm here now in Houston. And I mean, it was something that the Lord came in, people were blessed, and I just enjoyed it. And you got to love it, though. To stay with it 45 years, you got to know that every day is not going to be a good day. You're going to have peaks and valleys and mountains and hills. But you just got to stay there because, you know, the race isn't given to the swift, not as strong, but the one that can endure. And I've endured 45 years, and I believe I can go 45 more.
Joe? Been so good? Has it been so good, Joe?
He's been so good. I tell you about when we were recording that, Lord. Joe has been better than me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. And that's a true song to me because a lot of times, you know, when we thought we wasn't going to make it, God was in the plan. He had it all while we were trying to work it out. He had already figured it out. And that's when I sang that. Good to me, I think about every time I thought I was at the crossroad where I wasn't going to go any further, it seemed like he was there with the ladder to help me cross. And I'm just excited. I'm happy. The record is doing so good in the house of the Lord live. And there are songs like If Jesus Can't Fix It, Nobody Can, in that CD, Order My Steps, In Your Word. The best CD I've had in 20 years.
Wow. Hey, how about you forgot the song, Ride the Mighty High? How about that?
That's right. You know, I shouldn't forget that because when we recorded that, contemporary gospel wasn't heard of. It wasn't cool. We were one of the trailblazers.
That's true.
Of the contemporary sound. And we were singing contemporary before it was cool. Before they even had the name contemporary, they was calling it message music back then. I was the first group, gospel group, to go on Soul Train and sing this contemporary music that all the people are getting credit for, but the Mighty Clouds, and we were the ones who have started. Rance Allen, Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Hawkins family, Oh Happy Day, groups like that started this contemporary sound, the Staple Singers. They went all the way after a while, but we stayed there and we kept recording. We would do maybe 4 contemporary and 6 traditional. We never left our roots and Ride the Mighty High. I didn't really want to put it in this CD, but the producer heard it. And he said, yeah, Joe, I remember when y'all went on Soul Train and y'all did this song. And he said, I want you to do it again. And he's much younger than me. So to let you know now, a lot of our music, we're going to re-record again at some point because we were ahead of our time.
And Joe, what's next for the Mighty Clouds of Joy?
Well, we're looking forward now. We want to do some movie soundtrack. If there's a good, clean movie coming out, a positive movie, and they're making a few right now, like Fighting Temptations, and then they're talking about not doing another big gospel movie. We want to do some soundtracks. We did the soundtrack to one of the first videos. It was a movie gospel at the time. It played in a lot of big theaters, but we want to get into soundtracks, singing soundtracks of movies, and also do a little acting and do some parts in some movies that's coming up in the future. That's what we're looking forward to. And of course, keep on making good old gospel music.
Our guest is Joe Lagan. Joe, you ever think about retiring?
Never. Never, never, ever. That word never, ever crossed my mind. And in order for me to not even think about retiring, I knew I never will. I was saying to God, say, come on home. Sit down and rest a while. I got a call from Aretha Franklin a week ago, and she said, Joe, I'm doing gospel at Madison Square Garden for 3 days. I want you to come and sing gospel with me. When people like Aretha Franklin, who is talented, very talented, very wealthy, calls Joe Lagan on his cell phone and said, come sing with me, that let me know how much God has blessed my career. People like Paul Simon called me. Come sing with me for 30 days at Madison Square Garden. I did that. The Rolling Stone called me. Come and open my show in Washington, D.C., singing gospel. And he said, Mick Jagger said, do what you do best, and you do it well. You're very talented. Things like that. I've worked with the late Marvin Gaye, James Brown. I could go on and on. But Joe Lagan will never retire. I'm getting together songs as we talk for my next CD next year.
Wow. Joe, hey, you are an amazing person. And finally, let me ask you, how does it feel being a legend?
It feels good. They have so many gospel movies that I respect so well, like a Shirley Caesar, like a Paul Porter, the Christian Ayers, Lee Williams, Harvey Watkins. I respect all those guys, but I've been here much longer, like William Brothers. I respect all these fellas, but they look up to me. And I know I went in the studio with Fred Hammond about 3 years ago, and he came in the studio and he looked at me, as great as I think he is in the public, he said, Joe Lagan, I grew up listening to you. How am I going to produce you? I said, Fred, show me your songs, give me the words, and tell me how you want me to sing them. You are the producer, I'm the singer. He said, I just feel strange producing a legend. And I said to him, thank you. Thank you very much. And my friend, Dr. Bobby Jones, said the same thing. He said, Joe, do you know you're a legend in your own time? And I said, thank you to him. I feel great that they look upon me as a legend, and it makes me want to do more.
Joe, it has been a pleasure, and it's been my pleasure to talk to one of the legends of gospel. May God continue to bless you, bless everything that you touch, and we'll pray for you. Would you pray for us, Joe?
Thank you, and God bless you. Thanks for calling me back, because I was trying to figure out a time to get back with you, and I've enjoyed talking and interviewing with you. Anytime you need me, just give me a call.
Will do. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Joe Lagan and the Mighty Clouds of Joy.